Back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. Ronnie Vowles is taken over on the other side. She got her coffee finally, so she's ready to go. You can send in an email, chat at kfyo.com. We always enjoy visiting and talking about Texas political news with our next guest, co-founder of mustreadtexas.com, one of the websites I go to every morning and throughout the day, and also GOP strategist Matt Mikowiak. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great. How about you, Chad?
Doing pretty good. Thanks for coming on today. Let's start off talking about Ted Cruz, because there is, I think, just about every single online political website, news site, has a story about Ted Cruz this morning with the ongoing battle over Obamacare. A lot of the stories have to deal with how many top Republicans or many Republican lawmakers just don't like the guy. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for Ted Cruz going forward?
Well, I mean, I think obviously it's always better in politics to be liked than disliked. But I also think, you know, what's the, you know, I forget the who said it, but the famous phrase, you know, well-deserved women rarely make history. And I think that's true for men too. And, you know, look, Ted could have gotten up there and taken his time and not made a speech for a year on floor and, you know, waited his turn. You know, they have this saying in the Senate that, you know, freshman senators are to be seen and not heard.
Right.
But honestly, that's changed a lot in the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, if you look at even folks like Marco Rubio and others who really, you know, became national leaders almost immediately, you know, we're in a crisis situation here in our country. I mean, we if Obamacare gets fully implemented, we may never be able to unwind it. And so I just think, you know, he went up there not to be somebody, but to do something. And he sees an opportunity. He's uniquely skilled in the sense that he's an outstanding communicator and incredibly smart and fearless. And it's rare you find those three attributes in one individual. And I think that most of what you're seeing is that, you know, a lot of establishment Republicans don't like that he's making them be as conservative as they say they are, number one. And number two, there's a serious bit of envy going on here. And seeing someone like him who's only been in national politics 8 or 9 months, you know, rocket to stardom, while a lot of these other people are sort of toiling in anonymity in the U.S. Senate or in the U.S. House. So, you know, could he do more to try to get the, you know, Mr. Congeniality Award, perhaps? I'll also say, though, that I'm always struck by the fact that if Ted gets called every name in the book, but never reciprocates, he's always totally focused on policy, always keeps a pretty cheery disposition, keeps focused on the important work ahead. And so I think, you know, most of what we're seeing, this nastiness from inside of the Republican Party towards him, is really says more about them than it does about Ted.
Well, and I think that if you look at those that obviously Democrats don't like Senator Cruz, but you look at the Republicans that are calling him out, and it's the older, the establishment, the guys who have been there forever. You look at Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, Mike Lee, those Republicans that are right now, I think, the rock stars of the party in the Senate, and they're all getting along. They're all happy. Yeah, they've had a couple of disagreements, but, you know, they're getting along. They're not the ones calling out Ted Cruz in the media. And I think when you look at polling numbers and how Ted Cruz does with the public versus how John McCain or Lindsey Graham does, I'd want to be on the Cruz camp on this one.
No question. I mean, look, if you went in South Carolina and you pulled Ted Cruz versus Lindsey Graham, or went in Tennessee and pulled Ted Cruz versus Bob Corker, it'd be a blowout.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of these guys understand that. They're frustrated that his way of doing things not only gets more attention than their way of doing things, but it also makes him more popular than they are. With the Republican base and with certainly conservative media, conservative talk radio, et cetera, bloggers. So, you know, there's just really a lot of envy going on here. And I just think, again, it says a lot more about those folks than it does about Ted in particular. He understands the grassroots, and he's able to message to them and motivate them in a way that very few politicians in national politics today can. Now, you know, there is a strategic or perhaps a tactical disagreement about how to handle this Obamacare issue, and that's going to play out this week, and we'll see how it does play out. Ultimately, I think the Republicans probably will cave and will do a short-term bill to fund the government with Obamacare for 3, 6, 9 months, maybe a year. If they can get some type of, you know, delay and call it a win, that would be even better. But my sense is they probably will cave. But again, what's different about this is that the House has to pass something, mm-hmm. or government gets shut down. And if it does get shut down, then the Obamacare piece gets defunded as well. And so, you know, it's different, you know, in this case, because something has to happen. And so the House Republicans have the power to stop this if they stand strong and stay with it, and we'll see if they do or not. And I think, again, that's another reason why there's so much anger on their side. Is they don't like that Ted Cruz has put them in a position of having to either stay strong or perhaps, you know, avoid blame and pass a spending bill that doesn't shut down the government.
Do you think House Republican leadership is really going to fight to defund Obamacare? Eric Erickson has a piece out today where he says this is all just a ruse. This is the fix is in. This is all just a game. What do you think about that?
I think Eric's probably right. It was a really detailed post he had this morning, and it's disappointing because, you know, what's different here is that House Republicans have voted to defund Obamacare 41 times, and that's fine. I'm happy they did. I'm happy our whole Republican conference is in favor of repealing Obamacare. The problem is it didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. The Senate didn't take it up, and that's irresponsible of Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, but that's the reality of where we are. And honestly, that repeal vote didn't really cost those Republicans anything. This fight could potentially cost them. And I think what you're seeing is you're seeing a lot of House Republicans, you know, say that they don't want to, you know, they don't want to spend political capital and they don't want to risk anything here. And I think that's where Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and Mike Lee and others are saying, you know what? It's time that we actually stood up. It's time that we be fearless, even if this has a chance to hurt us politically. You know, this is our last chance to try to stop Obamacare, and we have some leverage here because of the government shutdown and the debt, the debt limit that's only a few weeks away. So it's a unique moment in time, and I think they want to try and turn that leverage into a political advantage. Look, again, the merits of what they're doing are fine because a majority of the American public disapproves of Obamacare. There was a statistic on ABC News yesterday morning that showed 11% of the public think Obamacare will make their health care better.
Hmm.
I mean, we're on firm footing here, but I think that the public does not want to see the government shut down, and I think that's clear. And so that's where the danger is. But again, this is all about leverage. At the end of the day, either we have leverage or they do. And right now, I think the White House does. But if the House Republicans stand strong and Senate Republicans stay united, which is a big if, we can have the leverage and we can force President Obama to choose between shutting down the government and funding Obamacare.
Visiting with Matt Mikowiak, GOP strategist, also co-founder of MustReadTexas.com. Matt, what can people find this morning on MustReadTexas.com? A little Texas political news out there today.
Yeah, a lot of news out there. This is a big week for Ted Cruz, as we've been talking about. A lot of stories up there. Politico, I think, has a story up on him this morning on sort of, you know, sort of saying that they think he's going to lose the political battle here. But there's also some interesting news about Wendy Davis, too, who said she's going to make her announcement on October 3rd. Politico has a story about the Wendy Davis-Greg Abbott potential matchup that's worth reading. All the news is there at MustReadTexas.com, and your audience can sign up for the indispensable morning newsletter there as well.
All right, Matt, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Chad. Take care.
Have a good one. Matt Mikowiak, you can follow him on Twitter as well, @MattMikowiak on Twitter.